Neck. My name's Mike. Hello. Glad you guys are having a really great time. So we're here for the main meeting on Saturday night. Welcome to East Coast Convention 24, Saturday night main meeting. Our theme this year is gratitude into action. The purpose of the East Coast Convention is to make accessible a convention that is cost-effective for newcomers and to supply the basic text to jails and prisons. Can we please open this meeting with a moment of silence followed by the Serenity Prayer? God, grant us the serenity to accept the things we cannot change, the courage to change the things we can, and the wisdom to know that. We've asked Erica from the program committee to come up and read Who is an Addict. Can we ask the next person to do it? Can Paul D. read Who is an Addict?
Hey everyone, I'm John, an addict. Who is an addict?
Most of us do not have to think twice about this question. We know. Our whole life and thinking was centered in drugs in one form or another. The getting and using and finding ways and means to get more. We live to use and use to live. Very simply, an addict is a man or woman whose life is controlled by drugs. We are people in the grip of a continuing and progressive illness whose ends are always the same. Jails, institutions, and death. Excellent.
Hey, Erica. Erica. And we've asked Erica from Program Committee to read, what is the NA program?
I'm an addict named Erica. I'm a short reading. NA is a nonprofit fellowship or society of men and women for whom drugs have become a major problem. We are recovering addicts who meet regularly to help each other stay clean. This is a program of complete abstinence from all drugs. There is only one requirement for membership, the desire to stop using. We suggest that you keep an open mind and give yourself a break. Our program is a set of principles written so simply that we can follow them in our daily lives. The most important thing about them is that they work. There are no strings attached to NA. We are not affiliated with any other organizations. We have no initiation fees or dues, no pledges to sign, no promises to make to anyone. We are not connected with any political, religious, or law enforcement groups and under no surveillance at any time. Anyone may join us regardless of age, race, sexual identity, creed, religion, or lack of religion. We are not interested in what or how much you used or who your connections were, what you have done in the past, or how much or how little you have, but only what you want to do about your problem and how we can help. The newcomer is the most important person at any meeting because we can only keep what we have by giving it away. We have learned from our group experience that those who keep coming to our meetings regularly stay clean.
And we ask Michelle to read, why are we here?
Hi, I'm Michelle and I'm an addict. Hi, family. Why are we here? Before coming to the fellowship of NA, we could not manage our own lives. We could not live and enjoy life as other people do. We had to have something different and we thought we had found it in drugs. We placed our use ahead of our welfare of our family, our wives and husbands and our children. We had to have drugs at all costs. We did many people great harm, but most of all, we harmed ourselves. Through our inability to accept personal responsibility, we were actually creating our own problems. We seemed to be incapable of facing life on its own terms. Most of us realized that in our addiction, we were slowly committing suicide. But addiction is such a cunning enemy of life that we had lost the power to do anything about it. Many of us ended up in jails or sought help through medicine, religion, and psychiatry. None of these methods was sufficient for us. Our disease always resurfaced or continued to progress until, in desperation, we sought help from each other in Narcotics Anonymous. After coming to NA, we realized that we were sick people. We suffer from a disease from which there is no known cure. It can, however, be arrested at some point, and then recovery is possible.
Thank you, Michelle.
And we asked Ashley, who's our host committee secretary, to read how it works.
This is how it works. If you want what we have to offer and are willing to make the effort to get it, then you are ready to take certain steps. These are the principles that made our recovery possible. 1, we admit that we are powerless over our addiction. Yeah, that's it. That our lives have become unmanageable. 2, we came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. 3, we made the decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood Him. 4, we made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. 5, we admitted to God, to ourselves, and to another human being the exact nature of our wrongs. 6, we were entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character. 7, we humbly asked Him to remove our shortcomings. Never gets old. 8, we made a list of all persons we had harmed and became willing to make amends to them all. 9, we made direct amends to such people wherever possible, except when to do so would injure them or others. 10, we continued to take personal inventory, and when we were wrong, promptly admitted it. 11, we sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understood Him, praying only for knowledge of His will for us and the power to carry that out. 12, that's right. Having had a spiritual awakening as a result of these steps, we try to carry this message to addicts and to practice these principles in all of our affairs. Keep going, right? Over. That's right. This sounds like a big order, and we can't do it all at once. We didn't become addicted in one day, so remember, easy does it. There's one thing more than anything else that will defeat us in our recovery. This is an attitude of indifference or intolerance towards spiritual principles. 3 of these that are indispensable are honesty, open-mindedness, and willingness. With these, we are well on our way. We feel that our approach to the disease of addiction is completely realistic, for the therapeutic value of one addict helping another is without parallel. We feel that our way is practical, for one addict can best understand and help another addict. We believe that the sooner we face our problems within our society in everyday living, just that much faster do we become acceptable, responsible, and productive members of that society. The only way to keep from returning to active addiction is not to take that first drug. That's right. If you are like us, you know that one is too many and 1,000 is never enough. We put great emphasis on this, for we know that when we use drugs in any form or substitute one for another, we release our addiction all over again. Nope. Thinking of alcohol as different from other drugs has caused a great many addicts to relapse. Before we came to NA, many of us viewed alcohol separately, but we cannot afford to be confused about this. Alcohol is a drug, people. That's right. We are people with the disease of addiction who must abstain from all drugs in order to recover.
Thanks, Ashley. And we've asked Don for merchandise to read the 12 traditions of NA. Look at it. I'm an addict called Don. We keep what we have only with vigilance. And just as freedom from the individual comes from the 12 steps, so freedom from the group springs from our traditions. As long as the ties that bind us together are stronger than those that would tear us apart, all will be well. 1. Our common welfare should come first. Personal recovery depends on NA unity. 2. For our group purpose, there is but one ultimate authority, a loving God as he may express himself in our group conscience. Our leaders are but trusted servants. They do not govern. 3. The only requirement for membership is the desire to stop using. 4. Each group should be autonomous except in matters affecting other groups or NA as a whole. 5. Each group has but one primary purpose, to carry the message to the addict who still suffers. 6. NA group ought never endorse, finance, or lend any name to any related facility or outside enterprise, lest problems of money, property, or prestige divert us from our primary purpose. 7. Every NA group ought to be fully self-supporting, declining outside contributions. 8. Narcotics Anonymous should remain forever non-professional, but our service centers may employ special workers. 9. NA as such ought never be organized, but we may create service boards or committees directly responsible to those they serve. 10. Narcotics Anonymous has no opinion on outside issues, hence the NA name ought never be drawn into public controversy. 11. Our public relations policy is based on attraction rather than promotion. We need always maintain personal anonymity at the level of press, radio, and films. 12. Anonymity is the spiritual foundation of all of our traditions, ever reminding us to place principles before personalities. Over.
And we ask Billy to read We Do Recover.
My name's Billy, I'm an addict. We do recover. When at the end of the road we find that we can no longer function as a human being, either with or without drugs, we all face the same dilemma. What is there left to do? There seems to be this alternative. Either go on as best we can to the bitter ends, jails, institutions, or death, or find a new way to live. In years gone by, very few addicts ever had this last choice. Those who are addicted today are more fortunate. For the first time in man's entire history, a simple way has been proving itself in the lives of many addicts. It is available to us all. This is a simple spiritual, not religious program known as Narcotics Anonymous.
Nice. Thank you, Billy. And we've asked Noah from our hospitality committee to read the clarity statement.
Presented with a dilemma. When NA members identify themselves as addicts and alcoholics, or talk about living clean and sober, the clarity of the NA message is blurred. To speak in this manner suggests that there are two diseases, that one drug is somehow separate from the rest, requiring special recognition. Narcotics Anonymous makes no distinction between drugs. Our identification as addicts is all-inclusive, which allows us to concentrate on our similarities, not our differences.
Okay, here's the COVID statement. For the safety of this group and campus staff, we require everyone to continue to wear face coverings in all indoor locations. Individuals that have been fully vaccinated against COVID-19 may remove their face mask for the duration of this meeting once settled. We take the well-being of all attending this convention very seriously, and we hope you do too. Your cooperation is greatly appreciated. Thank you. If you are staying on campus but fall ill and think you might have COVID, please turn your key in immediately at public safety before you leave. And that's not to say that if you're leaving, don't turn your key in at public safety. That's not the actual way to return your key, but I'll tell you about that a little later here after the clean time countdown and after the rules. The rules are that no food is allowed in Gibson Hall. The only drinks that are allowed in the Gibson Hall is water. Gibson Hall and all of its meeting spaces, non-smoking and e-cigarettes or vaping are not allowed. Please turn your phone to silent at this time or off. You're not a doctor, so as to not miss the meeting. Just hang out, listen to the meeting. Please respect these rules. And at this time, I want to turn the meeting over to Amy and Wayne, and we're going to have the clean time countdown.
Say anything stupid.
I'm Wayne. I'm Amy B's husband. And I'm obedient. All right, so we've had the honor of doing the clean down countdown. And we're going to start with 105 years. I got to sit on Tom McCall's lap today for a picture, so we know we have somebody here with 50 something, so we'll start out with 55. Anybody with 55?
54 years.
53.
52 years.
Thanks for being here and honoring us, Tom. 51 years.
50 years.
What's next?
49 years.
48.
47.
46.
45.
44 years.
Was that 44, George? 43. Happy to have you here, Chuck, from Southern California. That's 43, 0, 42.
42.
Oh. Okay, who's that with 42? I don't know your name. Hey, congratulations. Thank you for being here. Is that 42? Go Ravens, 41. Woo! Thank you, Al. And I can't wait till you lose some of that hair.
40 years.
Here with us, Mason. 39.
Years.
Woo! 37.
16 years.
Yes, we have permission.
10 years.
Way to go, Joe! 90 days!
Come on down here. And John, merchandise, come on up.
Yesterday in the mad rush for all the tie-dyes, one of our wonderful members bought a tie-dye, asked to give it to a newcomer. Stefano?
Yes. Thank you for the shirt. This is my first convention ever. I'm very blessed to be here and be surrounded by so many great people and for the opportunity for a future. Thank you.
Clean time countdown like that. What's that? Okay, man, you guys are pumped up. So, look, I'm going to tell you a quick story, and then we're going to move on with this. So I got a couple announcements and this. So, look, you know, here we're at East Coast Convention 24. I can't even believe we're here. Do you know what I mean? Like, 27 months ago, East of the Bay and Bay Areas both agreed together to once again host the ECCNA. And apparently all you have to do is say, hey Mike, let's just get the gang together for one more big job. I'm like, that sounds great. So we put the bid in Fort Myers in 2019 and won. Yeah, thank you. And unanimously, we plan to host this convention for June of 2020. Oh. And then the whole world got turned upside down. I think I was talking to Barry, and he said it best, and that was, man, you got to really the worst commitment to do. You know, NA is awesome. You can do a one-year service position, and when you're done, it's over. You know, go do something else. Have some fun. You know, make a commitment. Learn about commitment, you know? So one of the things that, you know, I've been to conventions, and they thank all the committees, and they run through all of it, but can everyone that was on a committee or served at the host committee, can you guys stand up real quick? And thanks once again. So we want to thank our home areas. We want to thank the college. We want to thank the East Coast Convention Advisory Board. We want to thank our families, and we want to thank God for this awesome opportunity to serve you. So some people registered 2 years ago in Fort Myers. I want to thank you for staying the course, just having the balls to leave your money with us in our hands to have this convention. So I want you guys to know that we picked some merchandise that we thought would be great that you would like, and it looks to me like you really like our merchandise because it's all almost gone. We had a great time today at the auction and raised a whole big bucket of money for Basic Tech. You need to know that we're taping all of the meetings, and you know, this is not 1996 anymore. There aren't tapes. You can't buy a CD. You cannot leave with a CD. You cannot leave with an MP3, but we're going to post them on the internet. Everyone that's registered can get all the recordings or the ones they want for free. Carry the message. Give it. Pay it to someone for it. I know maybe you will listen to that. Maybe you'll share it with a newcomer. So, and it's going to take a week or two, okay? So, sorry. There's a link on our website that tells you where to get that right now. And just please be patient. Want you to know there's a message board outside on the table. If you have a message you want to give to someone, if you need a ride, if you need some help, write it on the message board. Everyone that thinks they got something extra, go look at the message board, see what's there. Checkout, really important. Tomorrow we need to leave. So, you know, man, every time I come to a convention, it's like, oh, Saturday night, you're like, oh man, I gotta leave this place. I'm having so much fun. But the place to drop your key, you should take the envelope the key came in, if you still have it, put your key in it, and drop it off where you picked up your registration, please. Every key that is not returned, we have to pay for, and that means we're gonna lose 4 or 5 basic techs for every key. So if you get home and you have your key, it's possible to mail it back in a padded envelope. I expect the 4 keys aren't going to make it back, but don't make it yours, please. Please. I'm begging you. Plus you signed, you're going to give me $50 if you don't bring your key back. So just remember, and I'm going to publicly shame you. No, probably not. It won't be so bad. Just bring your key back. Your linens, just leave your linens right where they are. They're not that nice, okay? You don't have to do anything you don't have to do anything special with the linens. I'm supposed to announce that there is a hypnosis show, and the hypnosis show is a comedy hypnosis show. It's in the Norman James Theater in the Smith Building, right across the way over here. So it's a really great time. Please be there at 10 o'clock if you want to go to that. So I'm supposed to announce that we had a bid meeting today, and I want to announce that Virginia came with a bid and won for East Coast Convention for 2022. There at the bid meeting, it was public and you could have come, and they said that they don't know whether it's going to be in Richmond or Williamsburg, but these guys are going to host it, and they throw a really nice convention. I was at the last one, and thank you guys for stepping up to keep this really great convention going.
Yeah.
Congratulations. There are t-shirts for sale. You guys still selling the shirts?
Yeah.
Shirts are still for sale. They're $20, and that money goes towards the purchase of basic techs that will happen in 2022. And registration is going to happen tomorrow morning, starting at 9 o'clock and going till like 10:30. So if you want to register, if you want to commit for next year's convention, all you have to do is bring $50. It's a deposit towards the full package, and that price will be set later. So you you have to trust us that it won't be too bad. You know, it's basically been the same for several years now. And the great thing that you get, besides being committed and knowing where you're going to go on the third or fourth weekend in June of 2022, is that you're going to get some kind of discount, and I think it's 10%. So that's typically what we've done. Is that always a rule? That's a rule.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're nice like that. You throw your money in the hat, and that's how we're going to do that. And usually, if they do a free gift, which has been typical, also you also will get the really nice free gift. So since 2000,
registrations after the meeting. Also
registrations after the meeting, right outside, right out here, in the same place where registration was all weekend. So since 2010, we have raised money and put into jail and prison over 20,000 basic techs. If you want to know more information about hosting the convention or joining the advisory board, see our site at eccna.org. And I think that's all the announcements. Did I miss anything really important? I love you. I love you. I love you. So I'm going to tell you, we're here at the main meeting Saturday night, East Coast Convention 24, and our speakers asked for Joni H. to come up and introduce him. Turn the meeting over to Joni.
Thank you. Hi, I'm Joan Nominatic, and I'll stand on my tippy toes.
I'd like to say that the East Coast Convention had a very special place in my husband's heart. So it's heartwarming for me to be here, and it's a privilege. Barry is our Saturday night speaker, and to just sum it up, he's not a friend. He's not someone my husband sponsored. He's family to me. And we know each other over 30 years, Barry, at least. Our kids were born. We raised our families together. We've gone through ups and downs. But the one little story I'm going to share before I introduce him is this. You know that person in your life you can count on no matter what? Well, Barry's that guy. I was in my house, and my husband was failing. And I heard my doorbell ring. And I live in New Jersey, and Barry lives in Florida. And I opened the door, and I said, "Barry, what are you doing here?" He said, "When I asked you if you were okay, you paused." That's the person who's getting up to share with us tonight. When I asked you if you were okay, you paused. And he got on a plane and he bought a one-way ticket. And he wasn't leaving until I was okay. And he stayed for weeks and helped me do some of the most unthinkable caregiving. And you know, with that, you know, all I can say is he is on my all-star team. You know, I love him. I love him madly, and he is one of the dearest people in my life. So with that, I will give you the pleasure of having a piece of him in your life tonight. Barry.